The uncertainty principle tells us that, contrary to Laplace's belief, nature does impose limits on our ability to predict the future using scientific law. This is because, in order to predict the future position and velocity of a particle, one has to be able to measure its initial state, that is, its present position and its velocity, accurately. The obvious way to do this is to shine light on the particle. Some of the waves of light will be scattered by the particle. These can be detected by the observer and will indicate the particle's position. However, a light of a given wavelength has only limited sensitivity. You will not be able to determine the position of the particle more accurately than the distance between the wave crests of the light. Thus, in order to measure the position of the particle precisely, it is necessary to use light of a short wavelength, that is, of a high frequency. By Planck's quantum hypothesis, though, you cannot use an arbitrarily small amount of light. You have to use at least one quantum, whose energy is higher at higher frequencies. Thus, the more accurately you wish to measure the position of a particle, the more energetic the quantum of light you must shoot at it. According to quantum theory, even one quantum of light will disturb the particle. It will change its velocity in a way that cannot be predicted. And the more energetic the quantum of light you use, the greater the likely disturbance. That means that for more precise measurements of position, when you will have to employ a more energetic quantum, the velocity of the particle will be disturbed by a larger amount. So the more accurately you try to measure the position of the particle, the less accurately you can measure its speed, and vice versa. Heisenberg showed that the uncertainty in the position of the particle times the uncertainty in its velocity times the mass of the particle can never be smaller than a certain fixed quantity. That means, for instance, if you have the uncertainty in position, you must double the uncertainty in velocity, and vice versa. Nature forever constrains us to making this trade-off. How bad is this trade-off? That depends on the numerical value of the certain fixed quantity we mentioned. That quantity is known as Planck's constant, and it is a very tiny number. Because Planck's constant is so tiny, the effects of the trade-off and of quantum theory in general are, like the effects of relativity, not directly noticeable in our everyday lives. Though quantum theory does affect our lives, as the basis of such fields as, say, modern electronics. For example, if we pinpoint the position of a ping-pong ball with a mass of 1 gram to within 1 centimeter in any direction, then we can pinpoint its speed to an accuracy far greater than we would ever need to know. But if we measure the position of an electron to an accuracy of roughly the confines of an atom, then we cannot know its speed more precisely than about plus or minus 1,000 kilometers per second, which is not very precise at all. The limit dictated by the uncertainty principle does not depend on the way in which you try to measure the position or velocity of the particle, or on the type of the particle. Heisenberg's uncertainty principle is a fundamental, inescapable property of the world, and it has had profound implications for the way in which we view the world. Even after more than 70 years, these implications have not been fully appreciated by many philosophers and are still the subject of much controversy. The uncertainty principle signaled an end to Laplace's dream of a theory of science, a model of the universe that would be completely deterministic. We certainly cannot predict future events exactly if we cannot even measure the present state of the universe precisely.